it's you. Come on in. I'm glad you showed up. How are you doing? Glad to hear it. Doing well in your other classes, too. Great. Would you like some water? Maybe a hot coffee? Sure. Follow me to the kitchen. Thank you. I really took care in imprinting my personality into the decoration. Almost everything here has a bit of DIY too. I love personalizing my things. So, you said you were having some trouble with my classes and wanted some help. Sure. I can help you, no problem. Some private lessons can do wonders. You should feel honored. I don't help everyone that comes asking me for help. But a smart cutie like you deserves my attention. There. It should be ready in a second. While that's going on, follow me. Let's go to my library. Here we are. Sit down at that chair. The one next to the desk. Don't worry about those books. Just place them where there's space. What exactly are your doubts? Any authors or concepts that are just not clicking? Is it Nietzsche? Because I could talk for hours about his work. Since I was a teen, I've always liked his works. Kind of what stirred me into this alt-goth look. Freud. Any specific part? 3 essays on the theory of sexuality. Yes, that sometimes can get people confused. Although Freud's findings have some ground on reality, many of his theories are discarded in the grounds of lack of proof. Besides that, much of it is taboo on society to this day. Take, for example, the first part, sexual aberrations. Firstly, we have to understand the difference between sexual object and sexual aim. The sexual object is therein defined as a desired object, and the sexual aim as what acts are desired with said object. Say, a sexual object would be like who or what you would like to practice your sexual aim on. Like, for example, wanting to face fuck and come in your hot teacher's mouth. The sexual object would be the teacher, and the face fucking the sexual aim. And in that, we enter the sexual perversion ground. According to Freud, everyone has sexual perversions existing as an unconscious force, citing that even people who are normal also present abnormal sexual desires. To make it simpler, we can simply refer to these as kinks. Oh, coffee's ready. Let me grab you a cup. You seem a bit sleepy. Here. Hope you're not sleepy due to boredom. We just started. Let me sit a bit closer to you. It is getting a bit cold. So where were we? Right. Kinks. Particularities in sexuality are common to everyone according to Freud. Say, some people like tits more than ass. Some have a thing for feet. Want to dominate or be dominated. That kind of thing. And to him, those have roots in infancy and develop later during puberty. I know it sounds weird, but there's a good evidence of that. He takes special time to highlight some, like the Oedipus complex, his most controversial theory by far, stating that everyone at some point expresses a mommy or daddy kink. Despite not having enough evidence to work with it, God knows how many of these I've seen and worked with. If Freud was alive, he would jump in joy to see the amount of incest taboo present in pornography all around the internet. Stepmom or stepdad, when it isn't straight up incest, those themes get a lot of attention. What kind of brings his theory closer to reality? Like, for example, what do you like? Please, we are being purely scientific here. No need to be shy about it. You have a thing for MILFs, short hair, goths, someone kinda looking like me. That is your sexual object. What about sexual aim? blowjobs, domination, degradation, rougher stuff. See, some that share those kinks of yours might have had a similar life as the one you led. Like cartoons you watched as a kid, for example. The likes of Shigo or Raven would always be more interesting to you. Or strong women like Wonder Woman or Android 18 at your undivided attention. These are characters I have heard from former patients during my psychologist days. Bringing it to reality, I would say that you like an assertive woman that takes relish in breaking taboos with you. So you most likely had a crush on a best friend's mom or a teacher, but polite as you always are, you would never act on it. You would find it way more hot and comfortable if she made the move on you, took the situation under her control. Taking me, for example, I love a cute, smart, polite boy. I take special pleasure in teasing them, rubbing my hands over their thighs, pulling them in for a hug, softly whispering dirty things in their ears. It drives me crazy to see them try and remain composed, to break them out of their shell. And when it eventually happens, get their hard cock all for me. Oh, looks like I spilled some of my coffee on you. I'm so sorry, darling. Please, stand up. Let me help with that. As I was saying, when it comes to my aim, it would align quite well with yours at some points. Unbuckle your pants, please. And your underpants, too. It's soaked through. See? Here. Let me clean it off. Getting a nice, warm, throbbing cock going in my mouth. Moving my tongue around its head. Savoring your pre-cum. Feeling your legs quiver with every roll of my tongue. Hearing me moan as I get it a bit deeper. And even then, having you keep that polite demeanor. Hands to your side. Just enjoying what I want to get. Knowing that I'm in control here, that your darling teacher that is a bit older than you wants your cock all for herself, and knowing that I enjoy every single second of it, every drop of pre-cum, every contained moan, every involuntary shudder, making it all wet and sloppy with my spit, makes you so horny. Breaking taboos like that is what gets you truly going. Even as you get so close, you keep being my good boy. Even if I stop sucking when you're so close to orgasm, teasing you, slapping your cock on my face, my tongue, having its weight on me, as I play with your ball, licking every inch of it, sin that goes right to my head, making me want to stop thinking, prompting me to look more up and in my face, get myself all dirty on it, making me forget about everything else. Nothing matters other than getting this meaty cock in my mouth. Dirty full balls on my face. When I tell you not to come, you accept my order, making every moan sound more and more desperate, begging me to let you come. But no, not yet. I've just begun, cause my favorite part hasn't even started out. Having it go deep and hard and watering my eyes and making me drool all over my sweater, dirtying myself on your cock, ruining my clothes, my makeup to take more and more of this delicious, tasty dick. All the way down into my throat, making myself feel respected and intelligent. And it sucks. Wanting more. Blowing spit bubbles on it, giggling to myself, trying to take it to the bed, holding in my throat. Only to immediately sink more. Shoving it down and feeling it throughout. Stroking your shaft through my neck. Put your hands on my neck. Blowing in my throat, resting from my mouth, ever closer to receiving my pride. Finally breaking your composure and giving yourself the pleasure, using my face as a fuckhole. Finally grabbing me by my hair and pushing me down. Making a pretty woman like me cry and ruining out of pleasure and to keep going because you want to come. You want to fill me up, just fill your heart, roll down my throat, and you drink all your gum. Completed. Dang it, because I told because I'm the one who wants it. They were this constructing societal image to make me your teacher. Guzzle your cum like a cheap whore just when I tell you to do it. Oh, the cum for me. You obey. Do it. Let it up. Is my sexual perversion. Did you get all that? Or were you too distracted to learn properly? Maybe it's not a good enough answer for me. You need extra special classes with me. Because that is just one of my many sexual aims. And I don't want to hear no. This is something you are going to do. Keep your phone close to you at all times. I will be calling you for more classes every once in a while. Or maybe you can help me change the mess you made of my clothes. Either way, I can assure you, by the end of the semester, you will be a master of the concept of sexual perversions.